And so we ask God to continue guiding us through our afternoon service. For this afternoon, we will talk about passing through the Valley of Baca and making it a spring. And this is recorded in Psalm 84.
这个作者描述他们在外邦的地方受苦。
And the psalmist here writes about how they suffered in a foreign land.
他们很盼望回到神的殿，在那里朝见神。
That they long to enter to the courts of the Lord and meet God.
虽然他们所经过的路径好像非常干旱。
And even though it seems that this passage of pilgrimage is very dry and full of suffering, God has given them strength that they walk stronger and stronger with each step.
后来可以来到神的殿里面，在那里侍奉神，享受神的恩惠。
That they can come into the courts of God to serve God and to enjoy the grace of God.
所以大卫曾说，我们可以尝尝主恩的滋味。
And so David often writes that we can taste the goodness of the Lord.
他说，神的恩典实在是非常的甜美。
And how sweet is the love of the Lord.
所以信靠神的人真是非常有福气。
That blessed are those who trust in God.
我们来学习诗篇的84篇。
So let us study Psalm 84.
诗篇84篇。
Psalm 84.
我们先把它读一遍。
So let's read it together one time.
84篇的第一节。
Psalm 84, verse 1.
万军的神啊，你的居所何等可爱。 第二节。
Verse 2.
我羡慕可想神的愿意，我的心肠，我的肉体，向永生的神欢呼。第三节。Verse
3.
万军的神啊，我的王，我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝。第四节。Verse
4.
如此住在你神殿中的，便为有福，他们能要赞美你。第五节。Verse
5.
靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的这人便为有福。他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福，盖满那全谷。第七节。Verse
7.
他们行走力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。第八节。Verse
8.
主万军的神啊，求你听我的祷告；雅各的神啊，求你留心听。第九节。Verse
9.
神啊，你是我们的盾牌，求你垂顾，观看你受膏主的面。第十节。Verse
10.
在你的院里住一日，胜过在别的地方住千日。 宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。十一节。Verse
11.
因为主神是柱头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀。他未尝留下一样好处不给那行动正直的人。十二节。Verse
12.
万军的神啊，依靠你的人变为有福。请你读一遍。
Psalm 84, verse 1. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. 2. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Verse 3. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. 4. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. 6. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. 7. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. 8. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. 9. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. 10. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. 12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
好，阿妹。这一首诗啊，前面记载说这是可拉的贺意的诗歌。
And so the introduction of this psalm is that it is a psalm of the sons of Korah.
啊，我们知道历史上有一个叫做可拉党啊。
And we know there is a historically there is a Korah.
啊，他们联合起来要背叛摩西。
They rose up in rebellion against Moses.
后来神生气啊，就让地裂开啊，啊，把他们吞下去。
And then God was angered with them, so God opened up the ground and swallowed them.
当时啊，有250个首领。
And there are about 250 leaders.
啊，因为他们同时啊反抗摩西的领导，啊，所以他们就被火烧掉。
And because collectively they argued and rejected Moses, then God burned them with fire.
这是在以色列民在旷野当中的一个悲剧。
And so this is a tragedy among the Israelites traveling through the wilderness.
但是说这个可拉的后裔啊。
But when it talks about the descendants of Korah,
因为他们没有参与这个反叛的行动。
Because they did not participate in the rebellion.
所以民数记26章里面说可拉的后裔啊没有一个灭亡的。
And so in Numbers chapter 26, it says that none of the people of Korah were destroyed.
所以我们看到说啊。这个犯错的人啊，他们要承担他们犯错的结果。
And so we see that those who sinned must pay for the consequences of their sins.
但是神是公义的。
But God is just.
虽然父亲犯错了，但是他们的祖孙啊，因为他们没有做错事，神还是保护他们，还是祝福他们。
And so we see that even though the father had sinned, God still does not hold the sin against the children, but rather protects them.
所以说这是可拉的后裔啊，他们赞美的诗歌。
And so this is a psalm written by the sons of Korah praising God.
这一首诗啊，非常感动人。
And so this is a very touching psalm.
所以一般人把它称为诗中的珍珠啊。就是表述说这个诗歌里面呢、相当美的诗歌。
And so many people say that this is a very beautiful psalm.
当然这个作者是什么名字没有讲，只是知道可拉的后裔。
And of course the writer is kept anonymous, but it is described as a son of Korah.
这个背景可能就是以色列人呐、他们整个民族因为得罪神呐、
And the background is that because the Israelites as a whole, they have sinned against God.
所以他们国家亡掉，百姓被掳到外邦去。
And their kingdom was destroyed and they were taken to other nations.
最后他们就回想说我们以前啊，每年都要三次到圣殿所洁。
And they lamented about how before they used to have to go to visit the holy city three times a year.
在圣殿那里啊，献祭拜神。
And at the temple, they would make offerings and worship God.
全体的百姓啊，聚集在那里，那一种非常欢乐那一种喜乐的气氛。
And all the peoples would gather there and worship God and praise God, and it was a very happy and joyous moment.
结果现在被掳到外邦来了。
But now they were taken into captivity.
没有办法，常常回去所洁。
And they were unable to often return to keep.
所以他们就很渴慕啊。很羡慕说希望能够再回到神的殿在那里能够亲自见到神的荣美。
And so they longed and desired to return back to the courts of the Lord to enjoy the beauty of the Lord.
所以我们看到这个作者他们在苦难当中很那一种期望亲近神能够再蒙神束缚的那一种内心的渴慕。
And so we see the psalmist in such a period of suffering, he desires that he could serve God and to
feel God's presence. 非常爱慕神。
And so the psalmist really loves God.
所以他一直的欢呼，神啊，你是万军的神哦。
And so he praises God, saying, God, you are the king.
你是永生的神啊,
you're the everlasting God.
你是我的神, 我的主, 我的救主。
You are my God, you are my Lord, and you are my Savior.
你是我的王, 你是雅各的神。
And you are my king, and you are the God of Jacob.
哦, 所以从很多方面啊, 来描写啊, 啊, 他对神的那一种仰慕。
And so from various perspectives, he describes how much he longs for God.
啊, 他盼望说啊, 常常啊, 啊, 能够回到神的殿, 啊, 住在神的居所当中。
And so he describes often how he longs to return back to the courts of the Lord and dwell within his presence.
有神做依靠啊, 享受神的荣美。
That he can rely on God and feel the glory of God.
啊, 所以这一 章里面啊, 总共12节啊, 我们可以把它分成三段。
And so this chapter has 12 verses, and so we can separate into three portions.
啊,这个三段里面啊, 都谈到, 就是谈到三个福。
And so there talks, each portion has its blessings.
啊,第一个是渴慕啊, 啊, 能够住在神的殿, 啊, 在那里享受神荣美的福。
And so the first is longing for the courts of the Lord, that you may dwell in the house of the Lord.
啊, 所以第四节说啊, 如果能够住在神的殿啊, 啊, 真是一种福气啊。
And so in verse 4 says, blessed are those who dwell in your house.
啊, 这个第五节啊, 谈到第二种福。
And verse 5 talks about the second blessing.
说你有心啊, 啊, 想要往锡安的大道, 你有心想要去, 啊, 走上这一条大道, 你就有福了。
That blessed are you if you have your heart is set on Zion, that you have a heart that is set on pilgrimage to Jerusalem.
啊, 最后一个就是能够住在神的殿中，就是住一日啊。
And so, and the last blessing is that to dwell in the house of the Lord
啊,
能够啊, for one day.
啊, 有神做你的依靠。 啊, 你就是最有福气的人。
That if you depend on God, then you are the most blessed.
啊, 这是12节。
This is verse 12.
啊, 所以这一章啊, 就可以把它分成三段。 第一个是渴慕往神的殿。
And so we can break up this chapter into three blessings. That the first one is to long for the temple of God.
啊, 说这就是一种福分。
And this is a blessing.
所以第一节说啊, 万军的神啊, 你的居所何等可爱。
Verse 1 says, how lovely is your tabernacle, Lord of hosts.
啊, 我很羡慕可想你的宴仪。
That my soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord.
我的心啊, 我的肉体都向神啊, 啊, 来欢呼啊。
My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
啊, 第一段就谈到说啊, 他对神的殿啊, 啊, 神的家是何等的渴慕。
And so the first part, he's talking about how much he longs for the tabernacle, the house of God.
我们知道这个圣殿啊, 啊, 是神灵在束缚的地方。
And we know the holy temple is where God resides.
啊, 当然, 所罗门要盖圣殿的时候,
And of course, when Solomon was about to build the temple,
啊, 他在献殿的时候说, 其实啊, 神啊, 天跟天上的天啊, 都不够你来居住的。
And so when Solomon dedicated the temple, he says that the temples are not enough to hold the God.
啊, 但是我们盖这个圣殿啊, 就是成为你立民的居所。
And but we build this temple, which is to, a house of, for you to reside in.
啊, 是你要束缚的所在。
And where you will be and give.
啊, 所以当我们啊, 来到你面前的时候, 向你祷告恳求, 你就把各样的福气赐给他们。
And so as long as we come to the temple and make petitions of you, you will grant it to us.
有时候在苦难当中, 在征战当中啊, 啊, 来到神的殿祷告, 神就让他们得胜, 让他们解决一切的困难。
Now, if in times of difficulties or in times of war, they came to the temple and prayed, then God would give the solutions to their problems and give them victory.
啊, 让百姓迷失了, 啊, 你回到向着圣殿祷告, 神就带领他们归回。
And was, when the Israelites were lost, if they came to the temple to pray, God would return them.
就是因为犯罪被掳到外邦去。
And because of their sins, they were taken into captivity.
啊, 能够向圣殿祷告, 神也要把他们啊, 从外邦的地方带他们回到。 圣地,
that as long as they prayed in the direction of the temple, then God would bring them out of captivity back to their home country.
所以我们知道这个神的殿啊, 就是神赐福的居所。
And so we see that the temple of God is where he resides.
说本来啊，因为人犯了罪以后，人跟神就失掉了联系。
Because a man had sinned, man had lost that connection to God.
所以人要回到神的面前，跟神相交，一个阻碍，就是因为人都罪。
And so for man to return back to God, there's still a barrier, which is man's sin.
那所以人犯罪以后啊，神就指示人呢、啊，要杀牲畜啊，来受罪，解决人跟神之间的障碍。
And so God said that man needs to make an offering, and they need to shed blood, and that way they can be reconciled with God.
后来出埃及以后，在西乃山。
And after the Exodus on Mount Sinai,
啊，神就指示他们要造会幕。
God taught them how to build a tabernacle.
啊，然后啊，把洁净的动物献给神，啊，来赎罪以后，人可以进到圣所里面。
And that man needs to know how to make an offering and cleanse himself and then
enter into the temple. 把那个血啊洒在施恩座上面。
That they need to shed the blood on the mercy seat.
啊，因为血的缘故啊，所以人就可以在那里。跟神相交啊，神就对人讲话。
And because of the shedding of the blood of the offering, so man was reconciled to God, and God would speak to man.
所以这是神造会幕、造圣殿的目的。
And so that is the purpose of why God built the tabernacle and why God built
the temple. 让罪人啊能够回归向神。
That the sinner can be reconciled back to
God. 让人能够在神的恩中啊，享受从神来的各种恩典跟福乐。
That through the temple, man can once again enjoy the blessing and grace.
And
because you have found this temple, you have found the pathway to heaven.
但是我们看到古圣徒啊，他们很爱慕啊，到神的殿。
And we see the ancient saints how much they long for the temple of God.
大卫说啊，人跟我说啊，我们到神的殿去拜神啊，我内心充满着欢喜。
David wrote, I rejoice when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of God."
他说、啊、我一生一世啊，有一件事情一直。追求的
And he says, there's one thing I ask of the Lord.
啊，就盼望啊，一生一世啊，都能够住在神的殿中啊，能够看到神的荣美。
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord and see the beauty of the Lord.
啊，能够求问神，享受从神来的各样美福。
That I can enjoy all the beauty and the blessings from God.
啊，所以我们看到说啊，这个古圣徒啊，真的他们很爱慕神的殿。
And so we see how much the ancient saints, how much they long for the temple of God.
所以这个作者啊，他一方面啊说神的殿呐、啊，啊，非常的可爱，非常的美好。
And so the psalmist writes, "How lovely is your tabernacle?"
啊，从内心肉体啊，一直欢呼啊，啊，盼望常常在神的殿里面。
And from within himself, from within his heart, he often praises God in the temple of God.
啊，说他所祷告的对象就是永生的神。
And so the target of his prayer, the audience of his prayer, is the everlasting God.
啊，因为我们所拜的神跟外邦人所拜的完全不一样。
Because the God that we worship is different from the gods that the Gentiles worship.
我们的神啊，他是生命的主宰，万物的泉源。
And our God that we worship is the God that controls our lives.
他是永活的真神。
And he is the living, everlasting God.
所以他可以做我们永远的依靠跟帮助。
And so he can always be our reliance.
他可以带给我们永远的福分。
And he will always give us our everlasting portion.
所以啊我们能够啊来到神的面前亲近他啊，这是一种非常大的福分。
And so it is a wonderful blessing that we can come and draw closer to God.
啊，今天我们能够来到教会里面拜神呐、啊。这是一种很大的恩典。
And even today for us to come to the church of God to worship God is a wonderful blessing.
就是说、啊、你亲近他的话他就亲近你。
And Jesus says that if you draw near to him, he will draw near to you.
有神做我们的依靠帮助啊我们还有什么困难啊谁能还能够对我们怎么样呢
And if God is our, for us, then who can do anything against us?
我们看第三节。
If we look at verse 3.
八十四篇第三节
Psalm 84 verse 3
说万军的神我的王我的神啊在你祭坛那里麻雀为自己找着房屋燕子为自己找着爆雏之窝如主住在你殿中的便为有福他们都要赞美你啊、哦、这里讲到说啊能够在神的殿里面啊找到居所啊，这个是很让人羡慕的。
And so how wonderful, it is very envious if we are able to find a home within the courts of the Lord.
作者想到说自己漂流在外邦的地方。
The psalmist felt that he was a sojourner wandering elsewhere.
他说要回到圣殿拜神真的很不容易啊。
That it is very difficult for him to return to the temple of the Lord to worship God.
结果他想到说在圣殿里面哦, 有那个小鸟, 虽然那种卑微的小鸟, 却可以在那个圣殿里面做窝啊, 做巢啊, 就住在那里。
And he thought of the, in the temple, he thought of the sparrows, or even the swallows, the lowly birds that they can find a set a nest inside the temple.
所以他对这些小鸟就感到很羡慕。
And so he was envious of the small birds.
当然这个小鸟也诅咒啊, 卑微的世人。
And so these small birds represent the lowly people.
耶稣说啊, 这个窃鸟两株才卖五分钱啊。
And Jesus says that these two birds can be sold for a
fee. 但是神看顾他们, 神不允许的话, 说一株也不会掉在地上。
But Jesus says that if God does not allow it, he will not allow a single one to fall to the ground.
那么卑微啊, 那么... 没有价值的小鸟, 神都是这样爱心的看顾他们。
And so for these lowly birds that have no have very little value, God watches over them.
但是一个敬畏神的人也是一样。
And the same with one who fear God.
虽然我们在世界上是很卑微的。
And even though we are lowly in this world.
但是啊, 神不弃绝我们。
Yet God does not reject us.
所以摩西在作书的时候说, 他观看这个天啊,
And so when Moses wrote, he wrote that he looked at the heavens.
他说啊, 我观看神所造的诸天啊, 神实在太伟大了。
And when he looks at the skies and the universe, he felt that God is too wonderful.
我们人啊, 在这个宇宙当中啊, 这么渺小。
And out throughout all nature, we are so small.
虽然我们这么卑微啊, 但是神还是眷顾我们的。
And even though we are so lowly, God still watches over us.
所以有的人说啊,
And so some people say,
从外太空的地方啊, 看到这个地球上的人类,
from outer space, when you look at man on this earth,
说好像, 山坡上的一堆蚂蚁,
they look like just ants on a hill.
以赛亚书40章里面说啊, 神看地上的万民啊, 说好像, 水桶里面的一滴水。
And so in Isaiah chapter 40, God says that when he looks down on man, it's like a drop of water in a well.
有时候我们人把自己都看得太伟大，太高了。
Oftentimes, man, we see ourselves as too highly.
事实上啊, 人很渺小。
But actually, man is very lowly.
你到那个纽约啊，那个摩天大楼的上面啊, 你看地下。
If you go to New York and you go up to the Empire State Building and you look down.
本来你看很大的汽车啊, 在上面去啊, 好像一个小小的小欧宅府。
But when you look at a truck, which is very large, but from up there, it looks very small.
当然你从宇宙当中来看人啊, 更觉得自己的渺小。
But if you see from the skies down to earth, you look even smaller.
大卫在野地牧羊。
And when David was shepherding in the wilderness,
晚上躺在草地上面,
and when he was lying down in the pasture,
他看到天上满是星星,
he saw the sky was full of stars.
所以他就说, 神啊, 你太伟大了。
And he says, God, how almighty are you?
那么多的星宿啊, 都是你大能的所造的。
And all the stars are created by you.
我们躺在这里, 在宇宙当中啊, 实在太小了。
And as I am lying here, man is so small in this.
但是没有想到我们这么卑微，这么渺小。
And we never imagined that we were so lowly and
humble. 但是你的爱啊, 就充满在我们当中啊, 你却不断的施恩眷顾我们。
But your love fills us that you're always watching over us.
是给我们那么多的福气啊, 你永远不会拒绝我们。
That you bestow upon us so many blessings that you will never reject us.
所以我们人有时候虽然渺小。
And even though man is so small,
但是你要在圣殿里面找到你的位置。
But if you have found your niche in the temple,
你在神的家里面啊, 神不会弃掉你的。
Then as long as you are in the temple of God, God will not reject you.
说这个燕子啊, 也在圣殿里面找到它, 抚养小鸟的地方。
And so even in the temple, there are small nests and homes for the birds.
我们知道这个燕子是一种候鸟。
We know the sparrow is a...
随着气候变化飞来飞去的鸟。
It goes with the changes of climates.
啊，冬天的时候啊，慢慢的寒冷了，它就往南一直飞。
And when it becomes winter, they head south.
啊，等到天气恢复了以后，它又开始回到北方去了。
And then when the weather becomes warmer, they flock back north.
啊，所以南北飞来飞去啊，它生活不是安定的。
And so they fly north and south, back and forth. That,
那
他
们在这个圣殿里面啊，啊，他们找到了一个窝啊，啊，他就在那里啊。扶小鸟啊，在那里照顾这个小鸟。
But inside the temple, if they have found a spot for their nest, they can raise a small bird.
啊，这象征我们人生啊，也是漂流不定的。
And the same with our man's life is that we are unstable and wandering about.
啊，真的，我们人生啊，是漂泊不定啊，搬来搬去。
Often, man's life is often not stable, that we are moving here and there.
啊，居无定所。
That we are unable to settle down.
啊，但是在我们能够在神的家里面。
But when we are in the temple of God,
我们就能够找到一个稳定的居所。
We have found a stable place.
他说，我们看到说啊，选民的祖先啊，他们虽然呢 到处漂泊。
And we see that the chosen people, their ancestors, they were wanderers.
啊，他们买到一个地方啊，第一件事情就是先造一个祭坛。
And if they bought a plot of land, the first thing they did was set up
an altar. 啊，在那里求告神的名。
And they call on the name of God.
啊，然后搭帐篷。
And they built a tent.
啊，然后啊，在那里照顾他们的生活。
And then they took care of their life.
啊，然后我们看到说啊，他们无论到哪里去呀、啊，啊，因为他们就是跟神啊，保持很密切的关系。
But wherever they went, we see that they maintained a close relationship with
God. 所以神就不断地一步一步带领他们的路程。
And so God guided them step by step.
有时候在危险患难当中啊，神就有特别的眷顾跟保守。
And even though they might have encountered dangers, but God always protected
them. 有时候遇到一些强大的敌人要来欺负他们。
Even if they encountered very strong enemies who were
against
them.
但是神就保护他们啊，让他们啊越走越宽阔的地方。
But God continued to provide them and allow them to expand their land.
啊，所以敌人啊，想要把他们赶走啊，要让他们消灭掉的。
And when their enemies wanted to cast them out and to destroy them.
啊，但是没有想到啊，因为他们在神的眷顾之下，越来越昌盛。
But they never thought that because they were within God, they became more and more victorious.
啊，所以摩西看到了一个异象。
And so Moses saw a vision.
啊，所以对那个荆棘啊，火在燃烧。
He saw some branches, they were burning.
啊，那很奇妙，就是怎么烧都烧不回。
And no matter how much it was burning, it would not burn.
所以他就觉得很奇怪，他就要去看这个大异象。
And so he was very confused, and so he went to see this vision.
啊，然后神就对他说啊。
And so God said to him,
以色列人啊，他们的受的苦啊，我看见啦。
God says, I have seen the suffering of the Israelites.
法老以埃及人啊，欺负他们的哀声啊，我听见啦。
I have heard the cries of when Pharaoh abused them.
我很清楚知道他们的苦。
I know very clearly their suffering.
所以我现在下来就是要把他们救出来。
And so I have decided to come down to save them.
要带领他们到那个流奶与蜜的地方去。
And to bring them to a land that is flowing with milk and honey.
所以以色列人在那个埃及的地方啊。
And so when the Israelites were in Egypt,
啊，做人的奴隶。
They were the slaves of
others. 啊，替人做苦工啊，生活很不安定，很苦。
They did the hard labor for others, and their life was full of suffering.
啊，虽然法老王啊，想用各样的计谋啊，要把他们整个民族烧消灭掉。
And so even though Pharaoh thought of a way to destroy, annihilate the entire people,
以色列人在那里啊，好像那个没有用的荆棘一样。
And so the Israelites were that useless bush.
啊，非常的脆弱啊，啊，随时都有被消灭的可能。
They're very brittle and at risk of being destroyed at any moment.
啊，但是没想到这个埃及人越压迫啊，以色列人呐、啊。人数越多啊，越强壮。
They never thought that the more the Egyptians oppressed them, the more the Israelites grew and grew stronger.
啊，所以那个荆棘啊，虽然火在燃烧啊，就是烧不毁掉。
And so even though the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed.
啊，一个人呐、啊，有神做苦靠的话。
And if a person can rely on God.
啊，虽然呢、啊，周围的环境很不好，但是因为神的看顾，会让你。 越昌盛啊，越发展。
And even though their circumstances and their environment may not be so good, but God can allow them to be more
victorious. 在我们漂流的人生当中啊，神就是我们的基础。
And in the life of wandering, God is our shield and
shelter. 神就是我们患难中啊，随时的帮助。
And He is our help in times of trouble.
啊，所以这些小鸟，他们就在那个圣所祭坛那边啊，找到他们的居所。
And so these small birds have found their home in the temple of God.
我们知道这个祭坛呢，就是他们呢献祭洒血的地方。
We know that altar is where they shed blood and they made offerings.
我们今天也是靠着耶稣的宝血来复辟我们呢。
And so we also today depend on the shedding of the blood of Jesus to cover
us. 所以我们一切的恩典呢，都是因为主耶稣的救赎而来的。
And all of our blessings are come because Jesus has saved us.
所以主要我们一生一世啊，处所在神的爱中。
As long as all the days of our lives we stay with the love of God.
神的恩典啊，就是这样啊，源源不断的一直临到我们身上。
Then the blessings of God will be this way that it will always be with us.
所以他说啊，住在神殿里面的人啊，实在太有福气了。
And so blessed is the man who dwells in your house.
因为神的殿啊，就是我们平安的居所。
Because the house of God is a shelter of peace.
我们先跳过来看第十节。
If we skip to verse 10.
八十四章第十节。
Psalm 84 verse 10.
说在你的院里住一日，胜过在别的地方住千日。灵果在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。他说这个神的殿很可爱是一个让人羡慕的地方。
And it talks about how lovely is the house of God and that it is one that is very
beautiful. 因为圣殿里面充满各样从神来的美福。
And it has much of the beauty of God.
虽然他们每年都要上圣殿去朝圣拜神。
And even though every year they had to make a pilgrimage to go to temple of God.
结果他们说我在神的殿里面住一天我胜过在别的地方住千天。
And so that's what they still say that for a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere.
在神的殿主要住一天他就觉得非常满足了。
And that for them to dwell in the courts of God for one day is very satisfying.
不愿意住在恶人的帐篷里，就是说不愿意离开神在那些放纵享乐的地方啊。
That they would not dwell in the tents of wickedness, meaning that they would not live in the life of sin.
因为在神的殿真的比其他的地方好太多了。
For the courts of God are better than anywhere else.
他说宁可在神的殿中看门。
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God.
这个看门的工作当然是主的比较卑微的工作。
Of course, the position of a doorkeeper is very lowly.
但事实上我们在神家里面的工作不分大小，不分贵贱。
But actually, all the work in the house of God, there's no distinction between lowly or high.
其实主要我们尽心诚心的来服侍神，我们所做的服侍都非常有价值。
As long as we do our duties faithfully, then what we have done is value.
所以在教会里面不是说你站讲台啦，站在众人的面前还比较尊贵，不是的。
And it does not mean that if you are in the house of God, if you stand on the pulpit, you are more valuable.
有的人虽然在默默的来服侍神。
And even though there are some people who secretly serve God.
虽然别人不知道但是神都纪念。
And even though others do not know, but God remembers.
虽然你所做的是一些比较卑微的工作。
And even though what you do may be lowly.
虽然是清扫啦，洗碗啦。
And whether it be cleaning or washing dishes.
割草啦，或者各样的清理的工作啦。
Whether it be mowing the lawns or all other kinds of cleaning.
虽然在人来看在社会上这是比较卑贱的，没有错。
Maybe according to the world, this is a very lowly job.
但是在神的殿里面，每一样事情
But in the house of God, all of this is very precious. Because all of this, any work in the house of God is very precious.
所以我们不要说啊, 我们好像这个是比较卑微小的工作啊, 啊, 我们就不想做。
We should not think that any duty is too lowly for us to do.
有的姐妹说啊, 我这个手是来弹琴的啊, 我怎么可以去洗碗?
Some sisters say these hands are not for cleaning, but they're for playing piano.
啊, 我今天穿这么漂亮来到教会啊, 我怎么可以做那种, 啊, 比较出众的, 啊, 一些卫生的工作?
If I dress so nicely today, how can I do these dirty duties?
但是我们看到说啊, 教会里面啊, 有些啊, 虽然在社会上很有, 成就的人,
but in church, we see that there are some people who are very accomplished in the world.
但是他们在教会里面就是非常谦卑的在服侍弟兄姐妹。
But in church, they humbly serve the brothers and sisters.
有的在厨房里面工作。
Some labor in the kitchen.
有的啊，聚会完以后啊，就换一件工作服啊，就开始打扫各样的工作。
There are others who, after service ends, they change into their work clothes and just help clean.
所以我们主要啊。 忠心的服侍神，你的工作都是非常有价值的。As
long as we serve God faithfully, then what you have done is very precious.
所以你工作的果效会随着你呀，将来领受神的祝福。And
so the fruit of your labor will follow you all the days of your life.
所以虽然像看门的工作啊，就是比较。 简单的工作，卑微的工作，还是很有价值的。And
so even though being a doorkeeper is very simple and lowly, but it is of great value.
有的把这个看门的工作啊，比喻说就是我们的接待工作。Oftentimes
when we talk about doorkeepers, nowadays we refer to them as ushers.
其实接待工作也很重要。Actually,
to be an usher is very important.
有时候一些陌生人啊，那进来的时候，他还没有了解教会，他第一个见到的就是接待人。
And so if any visitors come and they are not too familiar with our church, the first people they meet are the ushers.
我们很有爱心的招呼关怀他，就让他留下一个非常好的印象。
And if we make and give, if we treat them well, then we will leave a very good first impression.
所以这个接待做工作啊, 就是让人能够来认识神的教会。
And so the duty of an usher is to allow the others to know God.
我们有说爱心的接待啊，常常会感动人。And
we know that welcoming others with love can often move others.
当然，这个负责人也是一种掌门的工作。And
church council members is often also a doorkeeper.
因为要关心家务啊，because
they need to take care of the
church.
And they need to understand the situation.
有时候要负责那个 掌那个门啊,
and they also need to guard the door.
我们有时候在受洗的时候啊, 我们都要有一个审查。
And so oftentimes when we go through baptism, we need someone to
watch
over.
这是一个入门的规矩。
This is something that we need, this is a requirement for salvation.
所以中心的负责人他会去判断他来信主要受洗的动机是不是正确。
And so we will often see whether the council members need to decide whether these people are applying for baptism for the right reasons.
如果发现说他动机好像不是很纯正啊，我们怎么去辅导帮助他，让他有一个正确的信主的动机？
And if the person applying for baptism does not have the right motives, then they will discuss on how they can counsel them so that they will have the right motives.
其实这也是一种看门的工作。
And this is also a sense of a doorkeeper.
他说什么人能够住在神的山呢？
And so who can live in the house of God?
我们看诗篇的十五篇。
We look at Psalm 15.
诗篇的十五篇呢?
Psalm 15.
诗篇十五篇。
Psalm 15.
神啊,谁能够寄居你的帐幕,谁能够住在你的圣山? 就是行为正直,咒术公义。
Verse 3.
他不用舌头惨谤人，不恶待朋友，不随火毁谤邻里。第四节。Verse 4. 眼中藐视毁灭，尊重那个敬畏神的人。花了事，虽然吃亏，也不更改。第五节。
Verse 5.
他不忘在取利，不受贿赂以害无辜。行这事的人呐、啊，必在神的会中永不动摇。好、哦。这里讲到说什么人、啊、可以住在神的会幕里面
And so here it talks about who may abide in the tabernacle、
啊、就是一些、啊、行为正直的人、
Someone who walks uprightly、
啊、行公义守道理、
He works righteousness and speaks the truth、
啊、心里说实话的人
And in his heart he speaks the truth、
啊、这个些人、啊、神就保守在神的家里面
And、these kind of people God watches over and protects his house、
啊、有些、啊、说行恶的人他们在神的家里面就站立不住。
But for the evil ones, they cannot stand still in the house of God.
所以在神的家里面有福气。
And so there is blessing to dwell within the house of
God. 住一天啊，胜过在别的地方住千天。
And so it's better to dwell in the courts of God for a day than a thousand elsewhere.
但是我们要说道理，行为正直。
But we must also walk uprightly and work righteousness.
我们才能够住在神的家里面，永远不动摇。
And only then can we dwell in the house of God and never be moved.
我们看回来诗篇八十四篇。
We return back to Psalm 84.
我们看第五节。
Look at verse 5.
诗篇八十四篇第五节。
Psalm 84, verse 5.
说靠着你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的这个人便有福。他们经过流泪谷，叫这个谷变为全连之地，并有秋雨之福啊，盖满了全谷。这里讲到说啊，你心里面呢、啊？啊，有那个力量，啊，有心啊，想往这个锡安的大道。
And so here it talks about if you have the heart that is set on pilgrimage.
我们知道一般的世人啊，他们都是往那个宴乐之家去，往世俗罪恶的道路走。
We know that most people they go towards the house of enjoyment, to the place of sin.
好像那个离开父亲的浪子一样啊，带着财物到处啊。就是流浪啊 花尽他所有的
Just like the prodigal son who went away from his father and lived a lavish lifestyle
但是啊想往啊走上这个锡安大道的人啊不多
But those whose heart is set on pilgrimage to Zion are few
好像主耶稣说办一个大筵席啊请仆人去找人来
And just like Jesus mentioned that there was a great banquet that was held and they went
to the invitations. 大家异口同声的就拒绝了。
But many people, they rejected with the simple excuse.
所以大家不愿意走上这个锡安大道。
And so no one was willing to walk on this pilgrimage to Zion. 因为
这一条路啊不好走。
Because this pilgrimage is not easy to walk.
因为耶路撒冷是在高高的山上。
Because Jerusalem is up on a hill.
你要从平地的地方慢慢爬山啊，慢慢上去。
Because you start on a level ground and gradually you climb higher and
higher. 到了耶路撒冷，你要爬到十几阶的台阶啊，才能够进到圣殿。
And then after you get to Jerusalem, you need to climb up tens of flights of steps to go to the temple. And this journey is not easy.
但是你如果有心啊，想要往这一条道路走，你就有福气了。
But blessed are you if you have a heart for this pilgrimage to walk down.
他说神会啊，让你行走力伤加力，然后到锡安去朝见神。
And here it says that you shall go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion.
因为你有心走向这一条道路，神就给你力量。
And because you have the heart to walk towards Jerusalem, then God will give you the strength.
因为你有心走向这一条道路啊，神就给你力量啊，然后你越走又有力。
And so because you have your heart set on this pilgrimage, then God will give you strength to strength.
神就是我们力量的来源。
And God is the source of our strength.
让我们能够真正的到达这个圣殿里面，在那里朝见神。
That we can go up to the temple and there meet God.
他说这一条路啊，有时候好像那个经过流泪谷。
And here it says it seems as if they pass through the valley of Baca.
那个流泪谷啊，就是非常的干旱，那个植物都长不出来。
And the valley of Baca is very dry, that there is no plants that can grow.
是一个叫做不毛之地。
And there's a place where nothing can survive.
是一个很艰难的一种环境。
And it is a very difficult environment.
但是你有心想要走上锡安大道。
But if you have your heart set on pilgrimage to
Zion, 虽然这一条路很艰苦
and even though this pathway is very difficult,
啊，虽然很荒凉啊，啊，是一个干渴干燥之地
and even though it is very difficult and it is very dry,
啊，但是说啊，因为神会带领你，牵着你的手走，所以你会在这一条路上啊，不饥饿，不干渴。
But because you have God who will hold your hand and guide you through, then you will not grow thirsty.
因为神会给你力量，让你不会疲乏，不会困倦。
Because God will strengthen you that you will not feel tired or weary.
啊，让你越走越有力量啊！啊，能够最后见到神的殿中。
That with every step you grow stronger and stronger till you meet the temple of God.
哦，我们看以赛亚书的三十五章。
We look at Isaiah chapter 35.
以赛亚书三十五章
Isaiah chapter 35
我们看第一节
Verse 1
以赛亚书三十五章第一节
Isaiah chapter 35 verse 1
旷野和干旱之地必然欢喜沙漠也必快乐又像玫瑰开花第二节
Verse 2
必开花繁盛乐上加乐而且欢呼黎巴嫩的荣耀并加密以沙伦的华美必赐给他人必看见神的荣耀我们神的荣美、啊、这里是谈到这个以色列人、啊啊、他们、啊、被掳在外受苦
And here it talks about the Israelites while they were taken into captivity in foreign lands.
啊，神现在要带领他们归回。
God is now guiding them back to.
啊，所以他们所经过的本来是干旱呐、啊，啊，沙漠之地。
And what was once wilderness and wasteland and desert.
啊，但是这个干旱沙漠之地啊，神会把他们呐、啊、变为啊都有泉水的绿洲。
What was once a desert now will become a spring of.And with blossoming.
啊，所以走在这个路上啊，充满着欢喜，充满着快乐。
And so back, returning back, there will be a pathway of joy and gladness.
啊，可以享受神的荣美。
That they can enjoy the beauty of God.
我们看第六节。
We look at verse 6.
三十五章的第六节。
Isaiah 35 verse 6.
说那时啊，瘸子必跳跃向路，哑巴的舌头必能够歌唱。旷野必有水发出，沙漠必有河涌流。第七节
，Verse seven，
发光的沙变为水池，干渴之地变为泉源，在野狗躺卧之处，必有青草、芦苇和蒲草。第八节
，Verse eight，
在那里必有一条大道，称为圣路，污秽的人不得经过，必专为。俗民行走，行路的人离啊，虽然迷昧，不至于迷失。第九节
，verse nine，
在那里并没有狮子、猛兽，也不会登上这一条路，在那里都不遇见呐、啊，只有俗民在那里行走。第十节
，verse ten，
并且神救赎之民呐、啊，必归回歌唱，来到西安。永乐必归到他们的头上，他们必得着欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息啊，尽都回避。哦，这里讲到说百姓啊，他们被掳在外邦受苦，神怎么样把他们带领归回
？And here it talks about the Israelites how they were in captivity for so long, and yet and God brings them back.
啊，虽然好像经过沙漠旷野的道路
，and even though they had gone through the wilderness and the desert.
啊，但是啊，说沙漠旷野啊，啊都要。有水泉啊，啊变成啊啊绿洲啊，变成非常丰盛的草原。
But this wilderness and this desert, the water shall burst through, and then it will become a pool.
啊，其实这个更象征着人离开了神以后啊，啊就人好像住在那个旷野啊，就在住在那个流泪谷当中。
And so it seems that when man has departed from God, it seems that he is wandering in the wilderness. In the
人离开了神以后，人生充满着泛滥痛苦啊。
And so when man has departed from God, man's life is full of toil and suffering.
啊，人有很多、啊、哀痛的事情。
Man has much things to.
啊，但是啊，在苦难当中，我们找到了救恩了、啊，回归向神。
But in the wilderness, we have found God and salvation, and we return back
to God. 我们就走在这个圣路上面，走在神的平安道路上面。
And then we walk on this highway of peace.
好，让我们的生活当中啊，充满从神来的喜乐跟盼望。
And so as we walk down this road, we have much joy and peace.
啊，这是神给我们开的一条圣路。
And this is a holy pathway that God has opened for us.
我们再看诗篇四十三篇。
We look at Psalm 43.
诗篇四十三篇。
Psalm 43.
十九节。
Verse 19.
诗篇四十三篇十九节。
Psalm 43, verse 19.
看啊，我要做一件新事，如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。二十节。
哪一章？
四十三章的十九节。
诗篇。
以赛亚四十三。
Sorry, Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 19.
四十三章十九节。
Verse 19.
看啊，我要做一件新事，如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。二十节。
Verse 20.
野地的走兽必尊重我，野狗和鸵鸟也必如此，因为我使旷野有水，使沙漠有河，好像给我的百姓，好是给我的百姓，我的选民来喝。是二十一节。
Verse 21.
这个百姓啊，就是我为自己造的，好述说我的美德啊。这里是讲到神把万民啊拣选过来。
And so, here God says that he had called all people to himself.
啊，因为他为我们人类啊预备了一个得救的泉源。
Because he has provided a spring of salvation for us.
他说好像在旷野开道路，在沙漠当中啊开江河。
As like in the wilderness and in the desert, he has opened up a river.
啊，把那生命的活水啊，白白赐给我们。
And he gives us the water of life freely to us.
啊，让我们领受神救恩的人啊，可以不断的来歌颂赞美神的伟大跟他的荣耀。
That the people chosen by God may receive it and declare his praise.
啊，所以我们的神啊，真的是生命的活水泉。
And true enough that their God is truly the God of
living water. 是这样的水啊，没有办法让人解渴的。
That the water of this world cannot quench our thirst.
啊，所罗门的荣华富贵啊。他说啊，虚空虚空，好像捕风一样。
And the glory of Solomon, even though it's great, was a vanity, just like a grasp of wind.
他说唯有啊，主的恩典啊，在我们生命当中啊，会成为一个泉源。
But for God inside of us, He will become a spring within
us. 让我们能够饥饿得到饱足，干渴啊，能够解渴。
And so that when we are hungry, we can be satisfied, and when we are thirsty, we can be fulfilled.
让我们能够充满着属灵的活力。
And so we will have this new strength within us.
还有神的恩典丰丰富富在我们身上。
That we have the blessings of God upon us.
所以我们可以欢欢乐乐的来到神的生命水泉来取生命水来喝。
That we can joyfully come before God and drink of the springs of living water.
所以说不用银钱，不用价值，这神所要白白赐给我们可靠的恩典。
That's why God says without money and without value, but God has freely given it to us.
所以你有心走向这个西安的大道。
And you, as long as you have this heart to go on this pilgrimage to Zion.
虽然好像流泪谷的地方，但是是变成一个泉源之地。
And so even though it may be, you may pass through the valley of Baca, but it will become a spring.
神会赐给我们力量让我们越走越有力量进到锡安山圣城里面在那里侍奉神。
And God will give us strength that once we have reached to Zion, then we can serve and worship God.
所以最后的地方谈到说求神能够垂听我们的祷告。
And so lastly, it says that may God listen to our prayers.
能够眷顾那些受膏者的面。
And that we may
看到能够看顾那个受膏者的面。
And to see of the anointed, the face of the anointed.
我们知道这个受膏者古时候有三种人要受膏，一个是君王， 一个祭司，一个是先知。
And so we know that there are three types of people in the Old Testament who were anointed. One was the king, the second was the priest, and the third was the prophet.
因为他们都是被分别为圣出来，还有神的膏啊。
And because they are separated out, they have been anointed by God, and so they are separate and holy.
这个受膏主啊，一方面是讲到古时候的君王啊，以色列的君王啊，他们当中的先知跟祭司。
And so when you talk about the anointed, you talk about the kings of Israel, the prophets and the priests.
那个更重要的就是预表啊，受膏主耶稣基督。
But more importantly, it is to represent the anointed one, Jesus Christ.
因为圣灵恩膏他来世界传福音啊，给贫穷的人。
And so, because the Holy Spirit came down upon him and anointed him to go out and preach to the
poor. 他是一个受膏者啊，来成全救恩啊。
That he is the anointed one to fulfill the Old Testament.
另外这个受膏者也是主咒啊。属神的人啊，被神所恩恩膏啊，复托啊，圣功的一些人。
And the anointed ones also represent those who are anointed by God to serve Him.
所以耶稣说啊，天父用圣灵差遣我们，我同样的差遣那些属徒。
And so Jesus says, just as God had anointed and chosen me to send you out, then I also send you out.
所以他们都是受膏主啊，来完成父托啊，神父托的使命。
And so they are all anointed to fulfill the commission set by God.
就是我们每一个信主啊，得圣灵的人啊，都是神的灵啊，亲自膏我们。
And so for all of us who have received the Holy Spirit, we have been anointed by the Holy Spirit.
证明我们就是神的儿女。
That to prove that we are the children of God.
圣灵差遣我们，我们来服侍神啊。把福音传给众人。
And so the Holy Spirit sends us that we preach the gospel to all people.
所以我们每一个人啊，也都是受膏者。
And so all of us, we are the anointed.
所以求神啊，能够看顾所有的受膏者。
And so may God watch over all the anointed.
所以神是入头，我们看回来这个八十四篇哦。
And if we return to Psalm 84,
十一节
verse 11.
诗篇八十四篇的十一节
，Psalm 84 verse 11。
所以呢，神是柱头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀。他没有留下一样好处不给那个行动正直的人哦。所以一个人呢、能够在神的殿中里面拜神。
And so for a person to come to the temple of God and worship,
神就成为他的保护跟看顾。
And God will be his shield and his dependent.
神是柱头。
And God is the sun.
柱头就是一切光的来源。
And the sun is the source of all light.
所以耶稣基督啊，就是公义的柱头。所以呢，好像清晨的阳光照耀大地。
And so Jesus is our sun that he shines a light on the whole earth.
给世界带来光明然后那些黑暗就消失掉了。
And that he brings light to the entire earth so that it would take away the darkness.
所以人离开了神说好像生活在死荫幽谷里面。
And so for man to depart from God, it is as if he dwells in the valley of
the bones. 人找不到平安的道路。
And so man cannot find a path
of peace. 人看不到光明的生活。
And man cannot see a life of light.
但是主耶稣的恩典好像大光临到这个世界。
But the grace of Jesus Christ is like a sun of light on this earth.
就把我们的脚引到平安的路上了。
That it will guide our path, our feet to back to the path of peace.
所以他是大光是所有的光明的源头。
And so he is the source of all great light.
是万福的泉源。
And he is the source of all light.
他说呢，又是一个盾牌。
And so here it says that he is also a shield.
在征战当中这个盾牌就是保住我们的身体。
In the midst of war, a shield is there to protect our bodies.
不注意受到敌人的伤害。
So that you will be safe from the harm of others.
所以神就是我们的避难所。
And so God is our rock.
是我们在患难当中随时的帮助。
He is our ever help during times of tribulation.
所以在世界上虽然有很多的患难。
And so even though there is much difficulty in this world.
但是神都把我们隐藏在他的 翅膀底下，啊，我们可以受到他的保护啊，非常的周全。
And so God has hidden us under the shelter of His wings.
好像大卫说啊，他在那个患难当中，好像离死只不过差一步。
And so David says that he, in times of trouble, he's only one step away from death.
啊，那神就看顾他，好像人在看顾眼中的同人一样。
And so, but God is watching over him as one watches over his loved one.
扫罗啊，带着大军啊，到处要抓他，要把他杀掉。
And Saul took his army looking for David to kill him.
当然，大卫在那个山寨的地方啊，到处躲。
And David was hiding in the hills.
啊，在很多啊危险当中啊，神就把他从这个危险当中啊，把他救出来。
And so anytime he was in trouble, God would bring him out of this trouble.
所以圣经里面说啊，我们被那个网罗网住了。
And the Bible says that we have been surrounded by a net.
啊，但是神就让那个网罗啊破了一个洞啊，我们就逃出来了。
But God has broken a little hole in the net so that we can escape.
啊，所以神没有把我们当作野味啊，交给我们的仇敌呀。
And so that God has not just given us up to our enemies.
他保护我们非常的周全呐，啊，让我们不至于受到伤害。
But rather He protects us very securely that we shall not feel any harm.
因为他就是我们的柱头，他就是我们的盾。
Because he is our son and he is our shield.
他说他没有留下一样好处不给那个行动正直的人呢。
And so no good thing will he withhold from those who walk upright.
所以一切全备的赏赐啊，美善的恩赐都是从神那里来的。
So all good and perfect things are from God.
一个靠神的人呢，神就是这样把各样的美福赐给他。
And so one who trusts in God will be bestowed upon all these
things. 神不会保留一样好处啊，不会给那个行动正直的人。
And so no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
啊，所以我们敬畏神的人呢，啊，倚靠神的人呢，真的是相当有福气。
And so the blessed are those who fear God and those who honor him.
我在四月的时候到中国北方去访问教会。
When in April I had gone to China to visit the churches.
我们听到了很多啊美好的见证。
And we heard many wonderful testimonies.
啊，在北京教会啊，有一个姓于的弟兄。
In Beijing there was a brother Yu.
啊，他的太太叫做美云姐妹。
And his wife's name was Sister May.
本来他太太先信耶稣。
Originally his wife first came to believe.
啊，这个于弟兄啊，那个时候还没有信主。
And this brother Yu had not yet come to believe.
啊，他喜欢啊交际应酬啊，啊就是喜欢啊喝酒啦，交朋友啦。
And he, this brother originally he liked to drink a lot and make friends.
啊，所以他觉得说啊信耶稣很不自由。
And so he felt that there's no liberty in believing in Christ.
啊，他这样啊到处玩乐啊，很快乐。
He felt that it was very joyful to enjoy his
life
like that.
所以他太太叫他信耶稣，他不愿意。
And so when his wife told him to believe, he was very reluctant.
后来他有一次去看戏。
And one time he went to watch a show.
啊，看那个不好的节目。
He watched a very bad show.
哦，突然间呢，有一个鬼就跑到他身上来。
Then a demon came upon him.
哇，整个人就发狂啊。
And then he went crazy.
哇，乱喊乱叫，还会打人。
He started screaming and yelling uncontrollably.
啊，在那个时候啊，那太太不晓得怎么办，就请教会的弟兄姊妹啊，教会的圣职人员去帮助祷告。
And his wife didn't know what to do, so she called the church and asked the council members and the leaders to help.
为他赶鬼。
And they, she asked them to cast out the
demons. 啊，感谢主，后来他也乖乖的来到教会。
And so thank God, he obediently came to church.
啊，大家帮助祷告以后啊，啊，他就那个鬼就被赶出去了，
and,
他就得到平安了。
So thank God that after everyone prayed for him, the demon was cast out and all was peaceful.
本来还没有信主以前啊，因为他整天都在外面呐、啊，啊，花天酒地呀、啊。
And so before he came to believe, he would.Drink a lot.
啊，所以他对那个事业啊，啊，让他的太太照顾得很辛苦啊，他说整个事业都快破产了。
And so he let his wife take care of the business, and it was just she was overwhelmed.
所以那个时候他太太很痛苦。
Business was not going well.
感谢主，后来信主以后啊，整个人完全改变。
But thank God, after he came to believe, his whole life
changed. 非常热心啊，亲近神。
And he was very fervent in drawing closer
to
God.
神就看顾他，让他的事业慢慢的稳定下来。
And so God watched over him so that his business could thrive.
后来我们在那边聚会的时候，我们发现说，哎，他常常怎么个白天都可以跟我们一起聚会。
And when we were there, we noticed that he was able to attend service with us during the weekdays. 有时候
我们住在教会，他还从家里啊。去买很多菜啊，带到教会来煮给我们吃。
Even when we stayed in church, he would often buy groceries for us. And
后来他就说啊，因为他的事业很好啊，所以啊，后来啊，人家就很羡慕他的店，啊，就把他租了他的店。
And so because people admired his business so much, they rented from his property.
所以后来啊，他就啊。收租金就好了，他就不必再去店里面工作了。
And so he could just live off of the rent that he collected that he didn't need to work.
所以变成他很有很多的时间呐，啊，可以参加教会的各样的活动。
And so he became very free that with this time that he could come and attend church activities.
所以他觉得说，这是他信主以后完全不一样啊，神的恩典领导。
And so this he thanked God for the change in his life.
我们到那个。山东的地方呢
？And then, when we went to 山东，
有一个女传道，她给我们见证。
There was a female pastor.
她说啊，他们当时在南京的金陵读神学院。
And so, she had studied theological school in Nanjing.
啊，原来啊，他们都是其他教会的神学生。
And so originally, the students were other students from other churches.
因为碰到了一个我们教会的弟兄，也在学校里面念书。
And but they encountered a brother who was studying at our church.
啊，就跟他们见证了啊，谈到我们教会啊领受的圣灵。
And so they were talking about how our church received the Holy Spirit.
结果他就很好奇啊，就跑到福建呐。啊，去找那边的长子谈道理。
And so she was very curious, and so she went to Hujing to find an.
啊，结果在那边就得圣灵，在那边受洗。
And so there she received Holy Spirit and was baptized.
啊，所以那个时候啊，连续啊有17个外教会的神学生啊，他们就归到我们教会来。
So at that time there were 17 theological students from other churches who converted to our
church. 啊，她是第一个。
And she was the first one.
啊，她说啊，她一开始过来的时候，虽然一开始也遭遇到一些试炼呢。
And so even though in the beginning she encountered some troubles.
因为她得到道理以后，就先传给她的妈妈。
Because after she received the gospel, she preached it to
her
mother.
她妈妈也带了十几个人啊，一起去受洗。
And then her mother brought tens of people to be baptized.
啊，但是后来她妈妈生病了。
But then her mother became sick.
啊，结果很多人就开始诽谤了啊，他们就走错路了。
And so many people accused them that they had walked down the wrong path.
啊，他们想说啊，生病就祷告就好了。
And so they thought, oh, if we're sick, then we just pray and we'll be fine.
啊，没想到后来他妈妈主耶稣接他回去。
But they never realized that Jesus took her mom home.
啊，跟他妈妈一起受洗的十几个人，通通离开我们教会。
And then the tens of people who baptized with her mother all went home, back to their old church.
啊，所以这个姐妹啊，那个时候很难过。
And so at that time, the sister was
very
sorrowful.
为什么这样啊？主耶稣都没有带领啊。
And she asked God, why didn't Jesus help and guide?
虽然在别人的诽谤攻击的时候
，and in the midst of the attacks from other churches and other people，
他反复的一直思想，一直的查好道理。
She kept reflecting and studying the word of God。
啊，圣灵又安慰他们
，and then she was comforted by the Holy Spirit。
让他知道说，我走的是一条正确的道路。
To let her know that she is walking down the right path。
啊，虽然我妈妈离世了，但是我确定她能够得救。
That even though my mother has passed away, I am certain that she is saved.
因为她已经领受了这个全被得救的福音。
Because she has received the entire gospel.
啊，所以她觉得很安慰。
And so she felt very comforted.
啊，这个继续的祷告了一段时间。
And after a period of prayer.
啊，这个圣灵就开始做工啊，就带了很多的慕道者来。
And then the Holy Spirit started to work and brought many truth seekers.
啊，很多人啊，查好道理啊，得圣灵就受洗了。
And many people they studied the word of God, they received the Holy Spirit, and then they got baptized.
所以慢慢的就教会在各地方建立起来。
And then gradually the churches start in China.
啊，十几年当中啊，大概总共啊有10,000多人啊信主。
And in a period of about a decade, about 10,000 believers came to believe.
啊，这是很清楚的一种生活当中的见证。
And this is a very clearly, a very obviously a life testimony.
啊，虽然我们在世上啊会遇到各样的 不如意的环境。
And even though in this world we may encounter a difficult environment.
但是真的，神就是我们的救主。
But indeed, God is our Savior.
神就是公义的太阳。
God is our just sun.
神就是我们的盾牌。
He is our shelter.
主要我们心里诚实来敬畏他。
As long as we are honest in our hearts in worshiping
Him. 能够持守在神的恩中啊。
That we can dwell within the grace of God.
所以我们就能够常常在主里面呢，那个恩典的美味。
That we can taste the wonderfulness of the grace of God.
享受神的恩典以及将来永远的福乐。
And so we can enjoy the blessings of God.
所以虽然有时候会经过流泪谷。
And even though we may pass through the valley of Baca.
但是神会把这个流泪谷变成泉源之地。
But God can change this valley of Baca into a spring.
因为神说他要行一件新事。
And because God said he wanted to do a new thing.
他要在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
And he wanted to open a road in the wilderness and a spring in the desert.
让干旱的人心有神的恩典充满在我们当中。
That we can have a life that is very fulfilling.
我们来唱诗514首。
And let's sing hymn 514.
514.
514.